Mama, when was the last time that you did something just for you without the guilt? If that's a question that made you pause and think of, you are not alone. In today's episode, we are diving into what it really means to pour into our own cups as mothers, and I'm so excited to have again Mama Camille with me for this honest and raw and very informal chikahan kwentuhan for this podcast episode. But before that, hey mamas, welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show. It's so good to have you back, and I'm excited for another round of mama chats, kwentuhan, learning and more through this podcast episode. If this is your first time here, welcome, and I hope that you feel at home. Very quickly, Mama Academy PH is a learning community for mothers, a space where we encourage, empower, enable mothers to continue learning alongside a motherhood. So if you're up to joining a learning community and learning with us, please do find us on Facebook and Instagram and join our upcoming learning events and sessions. Also, please do us a quick favor by following this podcast show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave us your comments and rating. Thank you in advance. Before we jump into our kwentuhan, I'd love to introduce my guest for tonight for the second round. Yes, mga lawa na to. Mama Camille, as I call her, is a homeschooling mom of two, an educator by profession, and a mom of faith. It's her second time on the show today, and she said mag-guest lang daw siya pag medyo conversational and nothing formal. So yes, dalawa po kami dito na mag-share, mag-kwentuhan on this podcast episode. So without anything further to say, let me welcome back to the Mama Academy PH podcast show, Mama Camille.
Hi, good evening, mamas. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Na nakakarinig here sa podcast ni Kay. And we would love you to, enjoy our chikahan for
yes.
Today.
Nothing really formal. And like what we always do naman in all of our podcast episodes, we want to try to, or we always try to be as raw and as real, as genuine as we could in every conversation. So simulan na natin. This is your second time na. So I'm sure other moms who've been listening, tuning in, no, who frequents this podcast show, medyo kilala ka naman na nila and they may be able to recognize you. But for the benefit of those who don't know you yet or first time makikinig, yan, introduce yourself, please, Camille.
Okay, so yun nga, I'm a mom of two. I'm a homeschooling mom. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the South. Ayan, mga South mamas. Hello! Yeah. And what else? So I have been an educator. I was an educator before, and then I decided to do homeschooling with my kids, in which I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then yun lang, parang I'm in this parang phase or season wherein I am rebuilding myself. So I do a lot of things on the side. I write, I minister, and then I frequent then the gym. So yun, medyo holistic ang approach natin ngayong season. Yan.
Thank you for sharing. Medyo marami tayong pag-uulo. Not naman marami, but Camille and I will be talking about how do we pour back into our cups, because most of the time, it's always us pouring into other people's cups. Tama ba? Right?
Yeah.
And then
that's true, no? Yeah, sometimes I have this, I actually had this realization na parang we would always hear na parang we cannot pour from an empty cup. But sometimes, no, sis, I realize na sometimes yung cup natin sobrang full siya, mm-hmm. but sometimes with the not so good things, that's mm-hmm. why napo-pour out natin is not so good. So parang right now ang understanding ko with when we have this cup, yung cup na tama yung heart,
mm-hmm.
diba? What do we pour in and bring in
mm-hmm.
so that we can have that outpouring to our family ng tama.
As cliche as it may sound, you really cannot pour what you don't have. If you're running on empty cup, it will show. Mas mabilis kang mainis, uminit ang ulo. If you're tired, then you really cannot be joyful towards other people, no? So, ikaw ba, Camille? Like lately, I know, you've been busy with homeschooling and a lot of things. You said that you're writing a book, di ba? Which we will definitely watch out for. And let us know once you finally release that. What have you been doing to pour back into your cup while mothering? Habang ikaw ay, doing all the mom work.
For me, yun nga, I would go back to, I need to eliminate first, no? Yung mga bad things that I've poured into my cup before,
Give us
that
ano,
have
give
it.
us three. Give us three.
Yung first ko is, I've changed the way I eat, okay? So, before I got married, parang I just eat anything, delata, instant, you know, it's not bad naman, no? Siyempre, if yun lang yung talagang what I have in my pantry, kasi siyempre, still. But when I became a mom, I realized na whatever I eat, nako, my kids will eat din pala. So if I have a lot of chips, delata, di ba? So parang naging standard ko is that if I want my children healthy, yun pala, I need to start it with myself. So how do I do clean eating? Yun, I eliminated first chips, chocolates na hindi totoong chocolate. I've also eliminated too much sugar. Anything in like mga fast food, no? Of course, hindi naman siya right away kasi syempre, para siyang baby steps again, 'di ba? I cannot make that 180 degree turn. So if I do the groceries, I skip chips. Yun. Anong alternatives ko? Siguro I would still have chips, but the ones that are cleaner or better, like cassava chips, the ones that are fried in coconut oil. Yon. So I do a lot of research
Eating
ako ba.
cleaner, I would say completely clean kasi mahirap naman talaga yun, but at least cleaner than before.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, lesser evil. Yeah. So,
Yeah,
yon. Eating.
and
So,
you
that's
also feel, like when you eat something that's not too nutritious and not feeding the body well, you would feel extra sluggish. There's brain fog, right? So, yeah. Thank you for sharing.
That's
So
true.
that's the first. What are the second and the third?
The second one, I now have decided to prioritize sleeping. As in, like, now that I'm like, kasi 38 na ako, no?
Sleep.
Ngayon ko
Tama
na-realize
ba? Sleep, tulog.
na. Yeah, sleep. I have this, large sleep requirement. I'm not well rested if it's not 9 hours of sleep. Kasi yung iba, I think you can function siguro 8 hours or 7 hours, di ba? Sabi mo before. But ako, I have to have that 9 hours of sleep kasi it
Totally.
can make or break my day. But again, I'm not that, legalistic na parang, kailangan 9 hours of sleep. I make bawi later on. May na, because yung mood ko talagang naapektuhan because my kids are active eh. So, by the end of the day, parang na-realize ko, 11 o'clock pa lang or 12 o'clock pa lang, drain na ako. So, dun din natutunan ko paano mag-take ng nap, paano mag-rest in between. So, dun ko na-appreciate na I let myself recharge and recover at night without any interruption, I feel a lot better the next day. So, we have to be aware, ano ba ang klaseng requirement ng sleep? How much hours do I need para I could fully recover and get ready for the next day? So, yun, that's my
You know
tip.
what I realized when I was younger? I would, syempre, you have extra energy. You don't have a lot of. You may have a lot, but not as much as when you become a mom, di ba? And I realized sa hapon, my body didn't require naps. What? 10, 15, or more years ago. But now, Fast
Ilang
forward.
oras ang nap mo, sis?
Oh no, I mean after lunch I would feel like my body needs talaga like extra. You know, give me 30 minutes and I'm okay. 1 hour, sobrang okay na sa akin yan. But I need in-betweeners throughout the day. Like I need to close my eyes, get my nap because my body tells me I need I need it.
That's true, di ba? And also, you know, this no, before, to be honest, I feel bad resting. Like, I can't rest. So, quit ko talagang guma. I cannot stay on the bed with my, like, if they sleep, I have to cook. So, parang, I think there would be, this would also help a mom out there, no? Na mama, it's okay to rest. It's okay to take naps with your kids, cuddle them. Di ba? Like, kung anong ginagawa sa bedtime, okay lang yan. We should not beat ourselves up.
No, because we
Right?
live in I think now we have to also understand that, you know, these days we live in a culture of constant busyness, and parang when you put yourself on rest mode, it feels like counterproductive, like you're not being productive,
Wow.
not doing enough. You could be, instead of laying down on the bed and sleeping, you could be doing other more productive things, but we don't realize that rest is actually, you know, allowing ourselves to recuperate, and that's productive in itself.
Oh yeah, I
Diba?
totally agree.
Sige. So the first one was cleaner eating. The second one is prioritizing your sleep or tulog. What is sleep? I mean, when you become a mom, diba, what is sleep? But as we move along, we realize na hindi, that's actually part. That should be a part that will actually fuel us or power us through the day. What's the last?
Last one is worship and workout. No, pinagsama ko yan.
Two
Why? Well,
W's,
praise.
worship and workout.
Yeah, kasi the first two, di ba, parang you bring in cleaner eating, sleep, right? The two, the last part is like worship. Like worship, not, syempre, yeah, worship, we like listen and, you know, just give thanks to God. But also a worship, yung service natin to our family is also a form of worship, right? So how do I, parang mentally, I have to shift my mind and think na parang, if I am taking care of myself, I should also take care of my family in a way na parang I'm joyful, I'm patient. Now, yung pag-ingat ko sa sarili ko, it's not just for me, but it's also for my family. Right? And then yung workout ko, I make time, I carve out time. So I go to the gym twice or thrice a week. And then, napipil ko na nag-iiba yung hormones ko. Nag-iiba yung, parang mas madami yung endorphin na nagagawa ko, and I'm building also my endurance. So that's also a way of how I'm taking care of myself.
Alam mo,
So,
napansin ko lang that now that we are in our late 30s, syempre may pa-age reveal tayo, di ba? Napansin ko lang that yung vibe natin, it's more of eating cleaner, taking care of our bodies, exercising, working out. Sabi nila, jokingly, di ba, there are phases in your life like you just don't care much about your health. But then when you reach that certain point in your life na, wait, this is an awakening for me. I know how to take care of myself. But alam mo, na-realize ko, it really is a season eh. Because in your 20s and 30s, you feel the energy, and there's really not much to look for other than I have an overflow of energy. I feel like, you know, kahit ka magpuyat ka, a few hours later, you feel like, di ba, you have the extra dose of energy. But now, in your 30s, entering 40s, it's a different season, and your body's also changing. So, di ba, that's why in reunions, they would say, oh, ano ba yan? Maintenance meds na yung pinag-uusapan natin. Di ba? I mean, that's part of seasons eh. Di ba? That's part of seasons. But I guess what I want to highlight here is that it's beautiful when you share the journey with friends, and then you hear your mom friends like you. When I hear you say na, oh yeah, you know, I go to the gym, I spend time, I carve out time. No, it's really part of my schedule. Parang, oh wow, and oh, she can do it. I think I can do it too, diba? Iba eh.
That's true.
Diba?
Parang we get inspired because of other moms, diba? And we have to also be willing to unlearn old things and learn new things. Lalo na sa internet, diba? Kasi sabi na parang baba ng energy ko. It's because meron talagang nag-suck ng energy natin. Lalo na
Yep.
sa food na kinakain. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Madami na tayong info there in the internet, the world wide.
Okay, so those are three tips: eating cleaner, prioritizing sleep,
Yes.
and then worship and working out. Of course, worship, no, that's part of
Yes.
deepening our, you know, faith in the Lord. And I always say this, parang I feel like I've trusted the Lord more and surrendered my life more to Him after I became a monk. You realize and dami mo palang, you know, things that are beyond your control and beyond your understanding. So yeah, parent
Yes.
motherhood is a journey of faith as well.
Yes, I think that's it, no? Na nag-increase yung faith mo, and that being a mom, di ba, we know that you always need the Lord. But ikaw, sa how do you take care of yourself? How do you
Me.
parang, what are your steps? Yeah, ano yung ginagawa mo every day? Let's say for lang,
Sige.
like
So
kinuha ka.
I do a lot of, you know, things, but these things I make sure I'm able to clock in. Number one, ano talaga, intentional pauses. I say intentional because it takes courage to pause and, you know, just deliberately stop what you're doing to make time for other more important, more meaningful things. Like when you know it's the weekend, you just have to pause. When you know it's your Sabbath, it's Sunday, you just have to pause. And in a day and age where when we you know, there's constant busyness, no? And clamor for productivity, mahirap yun, ha? But yeah, I realize I have to pause. That's number one, really pausing.
Okay, but how does that look
So
like? Can you give us
pausing for me could be like just hard stop on what I do and spend time with the kids. Pausing also means like I have to stop what I'm doing, go outside, take a walk, and then just process what's going through my mind and in my heart. Kasi if I don't process my thoughts, syempre I can potentially displace it elsewhere, di ba? Through angry words, hurtful demeanor, or actions, di ba? So I want to be able to take control of my emotions by pausing. So I tell my ch children, you do whatever you want to do. You can watch. This is just a 30-minute walk. I just have to clock in. So you can watch. You can, you know, pinagbibigyan ko na. Because I need time. I need to pause. And in that walking, I pray. No, ano pa ba? Pausing, just recognizing myself. No, when it's time to pause and stop, when I don't feel like things are quite in its right place, I just stop and pray and, you know, reflect or rest. Second, yun na nga, rest. Intentional also rest. So, sleeping is one. We live in a day and age when cell phones are within our reach. Information is just so abundant, and you can be busy reading, watching, listening to a lot of stuff over the internet through your gadgets. But intentional means you just have to say, stop it. Have the rest. Stop it. Rest muna ako. Rest meaning sleep, no? Rest means just relax. Rest means walking. Rest means It's not exactly rest, but it's feeding your body with ano ba? Workouts. That's also rest for me. I mean, you're not physically resting, but you're resting from alam mo yung umiikot yung isip mo. Like, alam mo marami kang gustong gawin or marami kang gagawa. Gusto mong tapusin lahat, but you just have to clock in the rest. If you clock in the work, then you also have to clock in the rest. Diba? Yeah. And then,
Take home.
lastly, is that
Yes.
intentional reconnection. I reconnect with, syempre, you know my faith, di ba? I reconnect with the Lord in prayer. And then, sometimes when it's becoming too much, I just ask, it's hard to pray eh, when you're struggling, you're right? But part of my praying would be just to, Lord, what's next? Or how? Or when? So, yung mga Lord, Lord when, Lord how, Lord where, ganon. And then, that's how I reconnect. Bible reading time, devotion. I also make time for friends and reconnecting with friends. With people I love. You know, I talk to my children. I talk to my husband. It's really just a matter of human connection. Di ba we thrive when we're able to connect with other people and not feel like we are isolated. There's just there's so many yeah there's so much value that we don't realize in reconnecting with people and having that human to human interaction and connection, 'di ba? It energizes you in different ways. Like 'di ba when we do mama socials, for some reason you feel full. 'Di ba? Parang feel mo puno yung cup mo. And there's really nothing special that you did other than talking to moms, no, hearing their stories or maybe sharing your story, but that's you reconnecting. Yeah. So, kasi di ba, as moms, sometimes we're just when our husbands are away, we usually talk with children, di ba? There's not much adult conversation, adult interaction. So, we really have to intentionally reconnect. So, for the moms, it doesn't matter if it's just a call over Zoom or call over internet, di ba? Or phone call. What's important is that you're able to have those real connections, real conversations. Yung tipong, uy, kamusta ka? Ito, ganito, talaga ba? Di ba yung parang, it warms the heart in different ways. So, yun. Yan. Those three things.
Yun din, no? Parang na-appreciate ko how we're so different. Like, I'm learning from what you said na parang intentional pauses, mga tiny little steps. I'm somebody who likes to lead. Like, I don't appreciate those little steps noon, ha? Parang, I cannot go to the gym ng 30 minutes lang. Kailangan gusto ko 2 hours. Ganun ako. So, parang hearing you, yung mga ginagawa mo at home sa household and how you nurture yourself. It's really helpful. And I get to appreciate now yung mga 15-minute rest ko or like 30-minute nap. Diba? Kasi, parang iba-iba din talaga yung moms, diba? Na parang if we really embrace how different we are from each other, we don't have to copy others, diba? But we learn from them. We get what we learn from them and
Yeah.
then we practice them, diba? So, yun, nakakatuwa na
That's
we get to talk
why
about me.
for moms, it's important that you know yourself, your body, your mind, your heart, so that you understand what kind of pouring in suits you well. Diba? Like ako, if you ask me, other moms would say going to the spa salon. Like it, yeah, but I realized and as I mature right now, no, parang hindi pala yun yung filling in of my cup. Not because it's bad. Definitely not. Sayang nga nun eh. Gusto ko rin yun eh. But it's not the kind of filling in that is meaningful for me. So get to know yourself. Get to know what you like, what you enjoy, what's meaningful for you, what matters for you. And then you will understand yourself na ah, ito pala. But of course, along the way, as you try things, may realize mo, ah, ito hindi masyado. So next time, hindi ko na ito ulitin. Ito, talagang joy giver ko to. As in, talagang na-relax ako after. Then you get to know yourself better as you move forward. It's not an overnight, today, okay, ganyan, one time, success. No, but it's not like that. So that's why you also get to know yourself better and better in this journey. Mas makikilala mo talaga yung sarili mo, diba? As a person. So dahil dyan, those are the tips, moms, ha? And if maybe you have things that you add, that you want to add, you know, comment on this episode or message us on Facebook or Instagram, and we'd love to hear, what do you do to pour back into your cups? Ano yung mga ginagawa nyo dyan? Simple, grand, big, small actions, doesn't matter. The things that make you feel full to the brim. Yan. As a mom. So on a final note, as we wrap up this episode for tonight, Camille, of course, thank you for joining me, ha?
Thank you. It's a privilege, you know. I enjoy making chikahan with you.
Yes. Ulitin natin to. What's your reminder for moms who are tuning in?
Reminder, I think number one that came to my mind is that we have to like really appreciate and remember yung worth natin as moms, right? Kasi we don't want to just tick off boxes and say, I did this, I took care of myself. Sometimes, iba, ano kasi, di ba, minsan mind, you have to take care of your mind, your thoughts. How do you take care of the thoughts in your head, di ba? Yung heart mo, do we guard it? Di ba? Not just physical. And yun yung natutunan ko din that I also want to share with the other moms na parang I think I've really appreciated who I am, yung worth ko as a mom, nung na-restore na lang talaga yung relationship ko with God. And because I understood that God loves me, hindi pala bad to love myself first. Di ba? Usap-usap yung self-love. Love, love, love. Di ba? And you, to be honest, no perspective ko, self-love, sabi na mga ano to, ganyan, diba? But again, ang self-love, we love ourselves because God loves. So that's my, reminder na parang maybe we should really appreciate yung worth natin as moms. Kasi tayo ang ilang natin. Second is that we have to know then yung boundaries natin na parang, okay, I'm giving everything that I can, but at the same time, I have to set limits na hanggang saan ba yung kaya ko? Hanggang kailan ba ako magpo-pause? Hanggang kailan ba to? Para ma-recharge ako mismo. May maibigay talaga ako sa mga anak ko, sa asawa ko, and the people around me. Because we are, di ba, a blessing to our family.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's
appreciate that's the work that you do as a mom.
Yeah.
I'll ride on that. So, yeah, that's very true. Appreciate what you do as a mom. And don't forget to notice yourself. Pansinin mo rin naman yung sarili mo. I mean, of course, our seasons are different. But majority of our season is really about taking care of other people. I think that's natural in us. Eh. It comes out. Diba? We love, we care, we pour out, we give. But also, notice yourself too. Pansinin mo naman yung sarili mo. If your body tells you to pause and rest, then honor it. Diba? Or if your body tells you like something does not feel quite right, then honor it. Pansinin mo. No? And don't just shrug things off because we have this narrative of dapat sila muna bago ako. No? You also have to notice yourself. And give yourself that proper care, proper attention, and not be negligent about your health, your physical health, your mental, emotional health, no? So, because these things matter. And more importantly, you are a parang an important piece of the puzzle. So you also have to steward yourself, no? So you can love them back. So that's it. Yun lang yung kwentuhan na today. Thank
Thank
you,
you. Thanks for
Camille.
enjoying. Thank
Ako din. I
you,
really enjoyed
Kay.
this. Thank you so much, Camille, for saying yes. I know, it's you're not your usual to say yes to these kinds of invite, pero salamat for gracing our episode for today.
You're welcome. Thank you
And
for
of
having me.
course, more importantly, thank you to the moms for staying with us until the end of this episode. We hope, I personally hope that you enjoyed this conversation and that you were encouraged by this conversation, by this episode. If you did, please let us know by sending us a message over at our Facebook or Instagram, or please leave us your rating and comment on Apple iTunes podcast or Spotify. Ako personally, if you ask me, I appreciate talaga genuinely when you leave us your feedback. So thank you in advance. And Mama Camille, before we wrap things up on a final note, any super final message for the moms? Or yun na yun?
Super final.
Super,
O,
super
sige.
final.
Meron pa. Sige. Kasi super, super final eh. Just do it, no? Parang, if you need rest, just rest. And again, you need it. You deserve it. You need all the rest you need. Ayan nga. Super, super na yan.
Yeah, you don't need to earn that rest to get it or to avail it. You need it. Your body needs it. So, pag napipikit ka na, eh, medyo pumikit-pikit ka at nasasandal ka na, eh, itulog mo na muna saglit. Diba? Okay, so, thank you. Thank you, Camille, for that short reminder. And that's a wrap, Mama. I hope today's conversation with Mama Camille reminded you that nurturing yourself isn't selfish. It's actually a valid need. It's necessary. Even the smallest acts of care can fill your cup and help you show up with more love, presence, and your positive energy. I'll catch you again on the next episode. God bless you and have an amazing learning.